Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Oh, Ben, I've got some of the best tee times. First, I got to tell you, it's going to be a gorgeous day, and it's a three-day weekend. Have you been, like, waiting for a three-day weekend for months? It's like the longest time between a three-day weekend, the spring. So here it is, and it's going to be mostly sunny today. Scattered showers in the morning, windward and mocha. Isolated showers possible in the afternoon just to cool us off a little bit, because the high today is going to be, well, between 80 and 85 degrees, depending on exactly where you are. Fortunately, the trade winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Again, those scattered showers and a low between 69 and 74. If you're planning to get out on a boat and sail around, the trade's about 15, so dropping down just a little bit. And on Hawaii Island, windward, mostly cloudy, showers through the day. Leeward, sunny in the morning, becoming partly sunny, isolated showers in the afternoon, so they're getting a little bit more rain than we are. Their trade's also 15, excuse me, they're around 15 miles per hour, so a little quiet on Hawaii Island. Let's see what we've got for tee times for you. On Hawaii Island, Big Island, there's an 8:32 right away, Volcano Golf Club, but then it's 58 degrees. Gorgeous golf course. There's a 9:10 there and a 10:48, and the early birds are heading out on the course. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. We've got at Makalei an 8:50 and a 9:48. And now Kauai, Poipu, an 11:30, a 12:40, a 1 o'clock, and Women Executives, they're on the course today. And may you hit the sweet spot every time. All right, Turtle Bay here on Oahu has an 8:36, a 9:18, a 10:10. Rahawan Country Club, 8:30, 10:06, 11:18. Eva Beach Golf Course has an 8:48, a 9:52, and an 11 o'clock. And on Maui, Wailea, Gold Course, 11:10, 12 o'clock. Emerald Course, 11:20, 11:50. And on the Blue Course, I haven't heard this done in a long time. This is very cool. It's long, though. 100 holes of golf. May you just make it and hit the sweet spot every time. Maui Nui has an 8:40, a 9:20, and a 10:16. So we have our first guest coming into the clubhouse. I'm extremely excited to be talking with Gary Williams, because the last time we tried, we kind of missed, and now we're going to hit right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Pro Camera Hawaii, quality cameras to capture the memories, now in the Pro Kai Shopping Center. Aloha Power Equipment, your landscape superstore. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. We put power at your fingertips. The Honolulu Sign Company, branding banks, shopping centers, businesses, and hotels since 1939. Claude Brousseau, master teaching professional at the Wailea Golf Academy. The Aloha Section PGA. Teach your children to play golf. The gift that lasts forever.
Let's bring him into the clubhouse. Gary Williams, host Five Clubs Golf. It's on YouTube, podcast, wherever you get yours. Signature Golf Group. And Gary was a teaching professional at Ridgewood Country Club. Then became an executive at a Fortune 500 company, and then part-time radio show host, and then full-time morning drive radio sports program, play-by-play for ESPN and the Carolina Panthers television network. He knows his sports. Welcome into the clubhouse, Gary.
Danielle, could you say that every day, and I'll record it so that I can feel like I've had a decent career?
Oh, you are awesome, Gary Williams. You know, I was listening to Patrick Harrington. He's going to be inducted, class of 2024. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame, and it's all going to happen June, which is right around the corner at Pinehurst during the U.S. Open. The ultimate accolade in a glittering career, as one person wrote, that includes three major titles, one senior major title, 36 official worldwide wins. He was named PGA Tour Player of the Year in 2008 and also played in six Ryder Cup, serving as captain in 2021. That is a pretty stellar career, wouldn't you say?
It's tremendous. And he is, you know, I look back on his career and, you know, what happened in 2008, you play who you play. And after the U.S. Open, you know, obviously Tiger didn't play for the balance of that year. And Padraig Harrington won the next two major championships, and he had won the Open Championship in that playoff with Sergio the previous year at Carnoustie. What I didn't appreciate then, which I think was part of kind of the way that he was very plodding, mm-hmm. he was very methodical, he was quirky, but we didn't know the full scope of his personality and his range of opinion on so many things in golf. And I think, Danielle, he's become one of the most interesting, essential voices talking about not just elite professional golf, but really the direction of the game at large. And I think that if he wants to, he could be a lead analyst at the network level tomorrow. I don't think it's going to happen tomorrow, but my guess is it's going to happen sooner than later.
That's great, because you're right. You're right. His insights, sometimes because he was plotting, because he was methodical, you know, we don't think of him as being a talker, you know, somebody who can really express themselves, until I listened and I thought, this is interesting, because most people wouldn't come out and say, you know, competition is good. We should have, you know, PGA Tour, LIV Golf, maybe competing. You know, we don't want any more people leaving the PGA Tour to go to LIV Golf. We don't want all the personalities to depart. All of that stuff was like, okay, not very many people are willing to say, A, that there should be competition with the PGA Tour. And, you know, yeah, we sure did lose a whole bunch of personalities to LIV Golf and bummer.
Yeah. And you know, I think that there are a lot of people who might have viewed LIV as maybe an existential threat, but not to the degree that they should have. And that was, I think, one of the failures of the PGA Tour. With any business, you yes. have to know your opponent.
Yes.
And I don't think that they, even though they should have known in the grand scheme of things how much money they had, I think that they took some things for granted. And I think naturally when you feel or experience a threat, you get particularly territorial. But I don't think that Padraig Harrington from the outset was thinking, well, let's dig in and close off all the borders and let's not leave any entry point for anybody. But I do think that there has been a softening of the position. You can start with Rory McIlroy and we can go on down the line. But I do think that there is still a challenge for some of these guys philosophically, Tiger, Jordan Spieth, Patrick Cantlay, as far as, okay, if we're going to have some type of detente, what does it look like, and how do we allow these guys back in? But I'll end with this on this subject. Mm. Max Homa, I thought, said it expertly at the PGA. Nobody really should care about who's on the board of what business. I care about the product. That's the answer. Wow. The product is the answer, and that's why, whether it's Bryson or Koepka or DJ, you can go on down the line, that they've got to find a place for cohabitating more spots on the calendar outside of four majors.
Yeah, and yeah, because they're not going away. I mean, as low as I feel towards the money factor, I mean, that's what bothers me the most, this bottomless pit of billions, you know, forget millions. They've got so much money, they can just do whatever they want. And that bothers me. The source of that, lots of things bother me. But there's nothing, we're not going to change them, you know? Is it like, if you can't beat them, join them? Well, no. But we
No, can. It's not. And that is, look, nobody should say to you, well, you shouldn't feel that way. Really? The feelings aren't facts. I feel the way that I feel about certain things, and you do too. Right. And I have, you know, the utmost respect for everybody's viewpoint. I don't have to agree with it, but for someone to say, well, you shouldn't feel that way. Why? I mean, I do. And you do yes. feel that way about the source of the money.
Yes.
The thing that I think is becoming abundantly clear is that Saudi Arabia government, by virtue of this vehicle and the creation of Live Golf. This was very strategic. And what we're seeing systematically is their entry into a lot of sports. And it's not just here in the United States, but it's around the world. They're buying up rugby unions. They're buying their way into the Premier League of soccer, the best soccer league in the world. They are finding their way into tennis via the ATP. They are going to find their way into other major sports enterprises in the United States, vis-a-vis the NBA, eventually Major League Baseball. I think the NFL will be the last bastion that will hold them off. But the money is so great and so intoxicating that I think eventually they'll find that the sovereign wealth money will enter into that enterprise as well. But golf provides the entry point into all of the particular categories that government wants as they de-emphasize an emphasis and a dependence on a petroleum economy within the next 10 years. It doesn't mean it's going away. It's not. But the diversification of their economy is coming, and they're using it through sports and entertainment to present themselves in a much more civilized way. But you already said the answer. We're not going to change them. We're not.
No. It's like, hello, it's a mountain. So, you know, in some state, we have to go to the mountain. And that's a tough one. I really have a problem with having as many players on the policy board. I think they are, you know, as I would probably be, stuck in the adversarial relationship. And it's just not going to work. It's not a healthy. It's hurting the PGA Tour. I mean, the status of the tour, and I mean no disrespect, absolutely no disrespect.
Sure.
But when you look at the leaderboard today, Davis Riley, Hayden Buckley, Pearson Goody, I don't know him. Keegan Bradley, Sepp Straka, Sungjae Im, Brian Harman, Kevin Tway, Minwoon Lee. I mean, hello. You know, most of the people who are listening right now aren't familiar with those names. So it doesn't pull you in. It doesn't say, hey, I got to go watch this. You know, and how much can we count on, you know, Scottie Scheffler to be the guy who always makes us watch? I just feel like something needs to be done, and the policy board has to kind of like come get their heads up and go, whoa, we're really losing it here.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, as you look at that leaderboard, even off of the fact that they got what they got, and what they got last week is an amplification of why there needs to be some type of resolution. And Bryson DeChambeau had a lot to do with the captive audience late.
Yes.
You know, a bunch leaderboard, and there are going to be soft spots on a PGA Tour calendar, and we know that, you know, particularly in the aftermath, if it's not a signature series event off of a major championship. But you're right. And it's as much as we're apt to do this when it comes to covering sports, stars drive the product. But there is a second level that has an appeal, that has a relevancy, that when you take away a lot of guys, and I'm not suggesting that Abe Ancer and Patrick Reed and the other, but in the collective, a lot of a little is a lot, and they have stripped away that secondary level of elite player in addition to Rahm and Koepka and DeChambeau, and that hurts a product that currently does not have a lot of players that are holding an audience.
Yeah, that's it. They're, you know, and there's so much money being thrown. How much money do they have in that kitty that somebody has lent them so that they can fight against the big money from Saudi Arabia? What is that entity that's funding the PGA Tour in case it can't fund itself?
Well, you know, the Strategic Sports Group is, you know, these are men who have been very, very successful outside of sports. And then some of them, whether it is John Henry, whether it's Tom Ricketts, and whether it is Steve Cohen, who have then bought into major sporting enterprises like the Chicago Cubs and the Boston Red Sox and the New York Mets. Mm-hmm. And these are very astute businessmen, and they have chosen to invest what they have into the PGA Tour in the form of north of $1.5 billion.
Yes.
$1.5 billion is pocket change for a sovereign wealth fund that is swelling toward the neighborhood of $1 trillion.
Thank you.
So as shrewd as they might be in this country, they are not in a position to wield the kind of lumber that the Saudi Arabia government has.
Yeah. And that's why I think, you know, all this money that people are using to prop up something that we just need to get going. We just need to make a change, a shift, a something. I don't know what it looks like. I'm not one of those astute businessmen, but I know that they can, you know, I just know that something can come out of this competitive, you know, one against the other. I just don't know what the answer is, but we need to find one, and it needs to be pretty quick. This money down the drain is just silly. With what we're not getting anything back. We're not getting the audience back. The ratings are terrible, if I may say it so bluntly. I'd like to shift everything just a little bit. I mean, we've got the U.S. Women's Open coming up, presented by Allie at Lancaster Country Club. Rose Zhang has a really good chance of being phenomenal. We've got all kinds of things going on. It's going to be at Lancaster Country Club, and it's now a longer course, fewer trees, more bunkers, a few holes that have been tweaked. Have you had any insight into this from someone about how this is going to play?
Yeah, I actually have. I had a long conversation with the director of golf operations the other day. And, you know, he's somebody who, it's interesting, you know, just it just goes to show you, you know, any entry point into the game, what it can lead to. And this is somebody who, you know, had the good fortune of being at Augusta National and doing an internship there. And he is now, you know, he's back into a part of the world where, you know, he grew up. But anyway, he was explaining to me, this is an old William Flynn golf course that, you know, if you consider in the last couple of years, Danielle, William Flynn has been, you know, his great work has been on display. The 2022 U.S. Open was at the Country Club at Brookline. Oh. And then we had the U.S. Amateur back at Cherry Hills in Denver, another William Flynn design. In William Flynn, because he wasn't as prolific as someone like Donald Ross or even to a lesser degree A.W. Tillinghast, he doesn't get as much attention, but his skill and his expertise at designing holes that sit so naturally onto the land they reside is why he's considered among the absolute very best. So yes, they've made those changes, as you mentioned. I think that, you know, we talk about adding of length. It doesn't mean that the length is going to be utilized. I think what people are going to find is a beautiful Parkland-style golf course in a part of the country that is still very rural. This is Amish country.
Oh, wow.
In Pennsylvania. So this is kind of a throwback for them. As you look at the U.S. Women's Open Rota, it's wildly impressive where they are going over the next 10 years. I would argue that it might be as good a rotation of golf courses as any championship that's being played, men or women, over the next decade. But I think that, you know, as we go there, the fun part is that we have somebody doing something currently that has only been done less than a handful of times in the history of the LPGA. At June 1st, there's only been three players that have had 6-plus wins or more as we rolled the calendar of the month of June. And we're talking about Babe Zaharias, Luis Suggs, and Lorena Ochoa. These women are on the pantheon. And the fact that Nelly has entered that space,
yes,
is fantastic for golf,
yes,
not just women's golf.
Yes.
And to see her go there is going to be great.
Yes. I just wrote down Nelly Korda on my notes, and you just went straight there. I'm like, yes. That was absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much. I there's so much I'd like to cover with you. On a real positive note, your interview with Taylor Moore, Taylor Moore Golf, the interview, that's where you can find Taylor Moore, at Taylor Moore Golf. It was about him getting into golf and having a crush on Tiger Woods.
Yeah. I think that, Taylor is somebody who, you can say I'm not that familiar with him. It's totally understandable. These players who kind of come in waves, depending on when they leave high school, leave college. I met him when he was 16 years old, and I looked at him and I said, he looks like a tour player, not because he was, particularly, put together at that time. He just comported himself like he was, polished and refined for a teenage kid. And he is now a winner on the PGA Tour. But I think what's fun for me is having conversations with these people, and everybody's path is different. He dealt with a serious injury, had to have surgery after, in a very strange way, had a collapsed lung, and it was a scary situation. And a lot of people would not be aware of that. But, the inspiration, he was a very good baseball player as a high school kid, would have probably played baseball if it wasn't for the inspiration that Tiger Woods was to him. Just played very, very well at the PGA, finished in a tie for 12. So, again, stars drive it. But I think everybody's got a story, and if you peel back some layers, they all seem to be interesting.
Absolutely. Where can we hear that?
You can hear it at fiveclubsgolf.com. Our YouTube channel is Five Clubs Golf. So you can, whether it's Spotify or Art19, Apple iTunes, all of the digital audio platforms, and then we've got our website where you can access that interview and then the whole library and, of course, our YouTube channel as well.
Fantastic. Oh, Gary Williams, I'm so glad we were able to connect. Host Five Clubs Golf on YouTube, podcast, wherever you get yours. Signature Golf Group. It's Gary Williams. Thank you for being inside the clubhouse with us.
Danielle, it's great to hear your voice. Have a great weekend.
It's good to hear your voice. You too. Aloha. We're going to come back, and we've got Russ Holden coming in, CEO and founder, Caddy for a Cure. I can't believe that we last spoke in 2012 or 2011. We'll be back with Russ after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
No high fives for me? What is
that? I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
It's Aloha Powers Mower Magic Sale, featuring riding mowers from homeowners to landscapers. Warranties and delivery available. We take trade-in mowers. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Mowers, blowers, trimmers, generators, chainsaws. You want them? We got them today. Aloha Power Equipment, Evile, next to Costco gas station and in Waipahu.
Aloha.
And we ship off island.
Power Equipment.
Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family, invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
The Golf Club tip number 81. Don't throw your bag in the pond. You'll want your car keys and wallet when driving home. Now, back to the Golf Club with Danielle Tucker.
Russ Holden, PGA CEO and founder, Caddy for a Cure. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Well, thank you, Danielle. Great to be with you.
It's good to be with you. And I love what you're doing. Inspiring Warriors Golf. It's like, to me, it's inspiring warriors through golf changing lives through golf, inspiring warriors, just inspiring them, and then golf. How did this come to fruition?
Well, thank you again for on this Memorial Day weekend recognizing our men and women who signed a blank check and raised their right hand for our freedoms to for us to be able to have this conversation that we're having right now. But as you mentioned, I started caddy for a cure way back when, 23 years ago. I was working for Bernhard Langer at the time, and I had a great idea that we could do something called Caddy for a Cure, which would allow your listeners and avid golfers to be able to come inside the ropes for a day and enjoy what it's like to be behind the scenes inside the PGA Tour and caddy for a Ricky Fowler or a Jordan Spieth or a Phil Mickelson or somebody like that. And then in 2005, I was working for Bernhard down in San Antonio, right next to the Brook Medical Center, and the PGA Tour being very military patriotic, walked six young men down the range that Marines, all of them that had all lost legs. And it was a chilling sight for me because my son was about the same age as these young men. And I thought, hey, if Danielle could come caddy for Ricky Fowler for a day, why couldn't he or she be escorted by a wounded service member? So it took the PGA Tour like 3.5 megaseconds to say, we love that. And we started that and did that successfully for 17 years. And COVID hit and it shut everything down. And we wanted to continue to keep serving. You know, we couldn't get inside the ropes and the bubble and all that kind of rubbish that was going on during COVID, which we all like to forget about. And we had an idea. I'm, as you mentioned, I'm a PGA professional. Growth of the game. I love to see people playing golf, and I miss teaching. And I had an idea that if we could do a week-long mission where we would bring a dozen catastrophically wounded warriors in and be able to obviously teach them golf, but at the same time add a twist to it. And the twist was an ability to be able to do speakers, success-oriented, overcoming adversity, motivational type of stuff. At every eating thing, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, we have a speaker that comes in. And then the best part was we partnered with a great organization out of Springfield, Missouri called the Warriors Journey. Warriors Journey has a body, mind, soul, and spirit mentality, and they specialize in suicide prevention. So I like to joke that I'm pretty one-dimensional. I'm golf, pretty good on the golf side. And then the Warriors Journey wraps their arms around our catastrophically wounded warriors to be able to take them through the rest of their journey. So it doesn't just the golf week that we do with Inspiring Warriors, but it's actually helping them with the rest of their life, their VA benefits, disability. They have a hot water heater that goes down. They're contemplating the worst, which is suicide. They handled all that. They have people intact that are doing that, and you do a brilliant job. So that's kind of the story of Inspiring Warriors, and we just absolutely love doing it.
It was Dennis Walters, the gentleman you're talking about? Go ahead, please.
Dennis is a real good friend of mine, and he's obviously a World Golf Hall of Famer. He's one of our motivational guys. He's one of our guests at each one of our missions that we've had thus far. And he's a perfect example of somebody that's overcome an incredible amount of adversity, being in a tragic golf cart incident almost 50 years ago now, and performing shows all around the world that he has, and being in the World Golf Hall of Fame, being paralyzed from the waist down. He's an incredible inspiration to our warriors and really one of our keynote speakers every year.
Wow. Gary Player, Bob Ford, so many. Lee Westwood, Luke Donald, Ryan Palmer, Julie Ingster, Justin Rose, Jordan Spieth, Rory McIlroy, Brooks Koepka, Jack Nicklaus, Ricky Fowler, Lydia Ko, Phil Mickelson, Bryson DeChambeau, Jim Furyk, Adam Scott, Lexi Thompson, among so many who get involved with this program.
Well, they have, either via Caddy for a Cure, Inspiring Warriors. That's kind of the nature of golf. You know, I'm so proud to be a life member of the PGA of America. 39 years now I've been a member, and I'm so proud of what the world of golf does. You know, the world of golf outgives the other four major sports combined each year in giving. And no matter where you go or what you do, you can always strike up a conversation with somebody, and it's at whatever 7 points. You usually find somebody somewhere that will be able to circle back around. And golf gives so much back that you can always strike up a conversation, and sooner or later you can come to helping the people that serve this country. And when things like this are available to them, people want to help. And the PGA Tour players and LPGA players and people in the world of golf are no different.
Russ Holden, PGA CEO and founder, Caddy for a Cure. Inspiring Warriors Golf is what we're talking about. Inspiring Warriors Golf. And I went to the site that you gave me to look at, and the images, one man with two prosthetic legs from the knee down, another with no prosthetic and no leg from the knee down. So, you know, I mean, he's standing there, he's on crutches and he's playing golf and they're laughing and they're having a good time. You know, I'm looking at the images that you provided. Where do they go to see this?
So we have a great site, as you mentioned. We shortened it. You can go to inspiringwarriorsgolf.org, which is our main URL, but easier to remember would be iwg.golf, iwg.golf, and you'll be pointed in that direction. And, you know, if you had a moment, I'd love to talk to you about those smiles that we see, because we bring these men and women in first part of the week on Monday, and everyone's kind of got one eye open and one eye closed, and they're looking at us saying, all right, so what's this all about? And by Tuesday, we start to see a little bit of opening up. Some of the people that were quiet and back in the corner are starting to open up a little bit. And by Wednesday, we see those smiles and we see those laughs. And our last day on Thursday, before we have our departure on Friday, we have tears. We have hugs. We have tears. We have everything. And we've kind of developed a little catchphrase, you know, golf, the places that you go, the people that you meet, the things you learn about yourself, and most importantly, the time you spend with family and friends in these people's circumstance, your battle buddies. We know that these men and women had an identity that they associated with that uniform, and they work for 5, 10, 15, 20 years, however long it is, and then they get injured. And they come home, and they have these invisible wounds that are virtually unhealable. And we know that golf provides such an incredible respite. It's therapeutic. And that was our intent with Inspiring Warriors. And now after 4 years, we're finding that it's immensely impactful, and it works. And that's those smiles that you're talking about when you look at the webpage.
Yeah, it was profound. It's beautiful. And to see them, you know, out on the golf course playing, it was just, it's really cool. It's really cool. I love your mission.
Really,
your mission in golf, the caddy is the ultimate symbol of assistance and service. No matter the condition, no matter the circumstance, no matter the timing, the caddy is there to assist and serve his player. The mission of Caddy for a Cure is to be that ultimate symbol of assistance and service, not to the player, but to the need, to assist the family in need, to serve the warrior in need, to assist and serve the needs of many through the game of golf. No matter the condition, no matter the circumstances, no matter the timing, Caddy for a Cure is there to assist and serve. You're amazing, Russ. Thank you so much for all you do.
Thank you, Danielle. What an honor to be on your show. You do a great job. You're one of the best shows in all of golf, and it's always great to hear your voice. And aloha all the way over there in Hawaii. And hopefully we'll get to meet up again somewhere on a green grass, chasing a little white ball somewhere.
Thank you so much. And, you know, I hope we talk more often, because when I looked at the last time, I was like, what, 2012? thank you so much. Aloha. Russ
thank
Holden.
You. Cheers.
Cheers. Russ Holden, PGA, CEO and founder, Caddy for a Cure. And we'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamila Road on the Everside. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliance signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now. Got a shutterbug in your life? Pro Camera Hawaii has just what you need. Pro Camera has lots of holiday specials for you. Your authorized Canon, Sony, Fujifilm, Nikon, and Ricoh dealer, with in-stock and special order for your hard-to-find items. Pro Camera Hawaii, we know cameras. From digital cameras, lenses, audio, lighting, video accessories, and gift certificates. Pro Camera Hawaii has it all. Now at Pearl Kai Shopping Center. Capture the memories.
Poipu Bay on Kauai, South Shore. Share our home with need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay golf gift certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Hey, it is Aloha Power's Memorial Week sale. Memorial Week sale. It's May 25th through June 2nd. May 25th through June 2nd. So you can do everything you want to do with your family, with your friends, and you still have until June 2nd to go to Aloha Power's Memorial Week sale. If you're tired of limping along with your old box store tools, every brand on sale, 25% off, up to 25% off. Every brand on sale, up to 25% off. Riding, walking mowers, generators, chainsaws, whackers, trimmers, and more. We have service, parts, and accessories for every rider, from home to commercial. Mow it, blow it, bag it, done. And get what you need at Aloha Power Equipment, Iwile, next to the Costco gas station and in Waipahu. Aloha Power Equipment, we put power at your fingertips, and tell them Danielle sent you.
Got my new book, 3 Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
We're going to be talking with Isaiah Memsege, founder of the Afrieya Golf Academy, the number one golf academy in Uganda. The Afrieya Golf Academy is the number one golf academy in Uganda, Africa, and the very first one in the region of East and Central Africa. Now, they're working with children, they're training the kids on how to excel, not just in golf, but in education and environment conservation. The Academy's intention for the school golf program is to discover the kids' natural abilities to play the game of golf, but also to enjoy the values of the game whilst helping children with life skills which are transferable and enable them to reach their full potential. And what I say to people is, you know, the game of golf does things that parents often have a really hard time doing. Teaching respect for other children, other people, for teaching them courtesy and teaching them when to be quiet and when to have fun together and when it's serious. All of these things become a natural part of them while they're just, you know, playing and learning how to play and being with a whole bunch of children the same age as they are. So that's, you know, the mission of the Afrieya Golf Academy is to network with international golf clubs and golf academies to establish an environment of inclusion in training the development of golf and education in Africa, and to be the number one golf academy in the world. The vision is to provide golf and life skills for all children, to build hope for the underprivileged, the minority children, like the girls, you know, they're always considered minority, and disabled in sports, and become the principal golf academy on the continent of Africa and in the world at large, rising up the children and the girls. Purpose, enhancing youth capabilities in terms of academic enhancement, sports competencies, environment conservation, and sensitization, with a view to empower the youth for civic awareness and socioeconomic sustainability. That's what Isaiah Memsege is all about. Unfortunately, we don't have our connection with him yet. We're going to take a quick break and see if we can't get in touch with him so we can get him on the show. From a city and county, I'm Danielle Tucker. That always comes out when I'm going to close doing traffic, right? So I apologize for that. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
I'm Colin Morikawa, 2020 PGA champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
Do you want more consistency and more distance in your golf swing? Schedule a session with Coach Claude Brousseau, PGA Master and Director of Player Development at the Wailea Golf Academy. It's the only Golf Channel Academy in Hawaii. He's ranked number one teacher in Hawaii by Golf Digest since 2019 and two-time ASPGA Teacher of the Year. Claude will simplify your game and make you better. Scratch golfer or just beginning? Call Claude at 808-856-9458 or book with him at WailaGolf.com. That's 808-856-9458. Have more fun and stop paying for lunches.
It's Aloha Power's Mower Magic Sale, featuring riding mowers from homeowners to landscapers. Warranties and delivery available. We take trade-in mowers. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Mowers, blowers, trimmers, generators, chainsaws. You want them? We got them today. Aloha Power Equipment, Evie Lay, next to Costco gas station and in Waipahu.
Aloha.
And we ship off island.
Power Equipment.
Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips.
Man, I thought that was in the cup. It bounced out. I've been robbed. Now, back to the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
There was an incident that happened at a major event with one of the most prominent golfers in the world. Unfortunately, we can't get in touch with Isaiah, so we're waiting for him to call in. He's calling from Uganda. Yeah, all the way from Africa. But we're not able to reach him. So this major incident had to do with, a man died at this golf tournament. He was a volunteer. And there was an investigation into this person's death. And it was all night long. It was a very difficult situation for everyone at the golf course. Imagine, you know, for instance, in Hawaii, at any one of our tournaments, at Century, at Wailea, the Sony, you know, if somebody died, everybody would be in a state of, it would be terrible. So on that particular early morning, a golfer wants to go and practice and get on the golf course because his tee time is X and he wants to get warmed up. And they've adjusted the way the routing is for travel. And this police officer who, you know, he didn't look like, he was wearing a jacket and he didn't look like a police officer. And all of these things are being, he tried to stop this golfer from continuing on. And because he was going the wrong way. And the golfer just accelerated. And the police officer tried to stop him. He grabbed the car. And in the process, of course, he kind of got, not dragged, but he was pulled along. I don't know a police officer on the planet who will say, oh, fine, that guy's going. I'm just going to let go of this. He's going to try to stop it from happening. Now, I don't know anything about it. I wasn't there. I don't think any of the video is really good enough to tell me what happened in the darkness with all the cars that are streaming through there. But it was a tragedy. It was a tragedy that this person died, that all of the people who were participating in the investigation and trying to keep some semblance of sanity while the morning was breaking and everybody wants to get to the golf course. I just don't think we should, like, pile on to the police officer and say, oh, poor golfer, you poor golfer. You know, oh, everybody, hey, let it be handled without all these accusations and all this stuff that's flying around. I think it diminishes everything about our humanity. The volunteer died, and everyone at that golf course was feeling that. And that's the bottom line on that situation. And it'll be interesting to see how the court goes. They did not drop the charges against the golfer, you know, not yet. And, you know, in handcuffs, that may have, all right, I think this person would have gone with them or stopped. But it was just a really terrible situation on a whole lot of levels. And we're going to come back and talk about something a lot more fun. Like, hey, how do we make this game work for us? Because we have one of the top LPGA master golf instructors, Kiran Kanwar. She's a columnist, Avid Golfer magazine. She's a member of the Golf Writers Association of America. She's at the golf department at Stanton University, program chair of faculty and PhD in casino. I can't even pronounce the word right now. Biomechanics, okay? Structural anatomy. She knows a little bit about the body. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
No high fives for me?
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the Everside. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now. Got a shutterbug in your life? Pro Camera Hawaii has just what you need. Pro Camera has lots of holiday specials for you. Your authorized Canon, Sony, Fujifilm, Nikon, and Ricoh dealer. With in-stock and special order for your hard-to-find items. Pro Camera Hawaii, we know cameras. From digital cameras, lenses, audio, lighting, video accessories, and gift certificates. Pro Camera Hawaii has it all. Now at Pearl Kai Shopping Center. Capture the memories.
Okay. It's Aloha Power's Memorial Week sale. May 25th through June 2nd. Right. It's a whole week long. So you don't have to dash down and take care of what you want while everybody's picnicking. Because if you're tired of limping along with your old box store tools, every brand is on sale up to 25% off. Riding and walking mowers, generators, chainsaws, whackers, trimmers, and more. We have service and parts and accessories for every rider. From home to commercial, mow it, blow it, bag it, done. Get what you need at Aloha Power Equipment, Iwile, next to the Costco gas station, and in Waipahu. If you're traveling down Farrington Highway and you're going west, you get to Waipahu Depot Street and you make a left. They're right there. And if you're going eastbound, you get to Waipahu Depot Street and you make a right, okay? And you're right there at Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips. Tell them Danielle sent you.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Kiran Kanwar, LPGA Master Golf Instructor, welcome into the clubhouse.
Thank you so much for having me, Danielle.
Yeah, you know, it's kinesiology. I was having such a hard time. You know so much about the body and its movements and what's natural for people and what's not, you know. And if the golf swing is one of those things that some people try, I think, But first, before we even venture in that realm, I was always curious, what's the number one lesson people want?
So most people of this planet are chasing distance. Give me more distance, distance, distance. And yes, your golf swing can give you distance, but of course, you need to maximize your strength and speed through fitness training. That's the big, big one. And you have to make sure you have the right ball and the right clubs. And then you can do some stuff with your swing, but you have to understand how to get distance. And to my mind, Danielle, everybody's chasing distance, but look at, if you have a detailed look these days, they put so much information on the PGA Tour. If you look at, for example, Rory McIlroy is the number one in distance from the tee. But if he's a little bit in the rough, it's not that easy to get out and get close enough to make birdies. So if you want to be a little more accurate, you need to mind your direction as well as your distance.
There you go. You just can't bang it and expect it to land where you want it to land.
Exactly. You know that joke about Godzilla, right? You know the Godzilla joke?
Oh, no. Tell us.
So there was a man with this pet monkey, and he named him gorilla, and he named him Godzilla. So he had a bet with the club champion, my gorilla can beat you. So club champion says, you're on, let's have this bet. So the club champion hits a mere 250 yards. Godzilla goes 350 yards. Then the club champion has to go next, and he makes it to the green. He's about a very respectable 20 feet from the hole. And then the owner of the gorilla lines him up and everything. Go, Godzilla. And he hits the next, wham, 350 yards clean over the green. Because all he can do is distance.
350 yards, but and away she goes. So what's the number one lesson you think people need?
I think they need it all. You have to have a swing that can give you distance, which goes with trajectory. If you talk to female golfers, senior golfers, they lose height, a lot of height. So they can't carry over different water hazards, bunkers, things like that. And the height causes them to lose distance because they're trajectory is so low, the ball just lands very low and doesn't go anywhere. So you need to improve trajectory. You need to improve distance through getting more speed, using the right muscles for speed. And you need direction 100%. You have to be able to hit the ball much straighter than a lot of pros even. The pros are much straighter than amateurs. And amateurs can go every which way, especially slice the ball. And all skill levels of golfers need to have some ability to control direction as well as distance.
And there was that thing about fitness. You know, so many people think we can just go to the golf course and hit balls. It doesn't take anything. But apparently there's a lot of time spent in the gym by these professional golfers that we so want to emulate.
So when I'm teaching the top professionals in the world, my plan will be to do an assessment of how they swing, and then around what the swing requires them to do, develop those muscles for speed, the ones that need to produce speed, and the muscles that have to stabilize certain body parts, develop them for stability. And not, as many currently seem to do, throw everything at the wall to see what sticks. Currently, if you look at exercise programs, they work on your strength, they work on your speed, they work on your agility, they work on every possible aspect. And that's why golfers have to do 2-3 hours in the gym. I don't think it needs to be that advanced and that aggressive training routine, because sometimes even that constant fitness training is going to have a wear and tear effect on all your muscles and joints. So I think it should be reduced and be very targeted and focused.
So which one of the muscles for speed do we have to focus on? Where are those?
That's a very, very good question. Basically, you focus on the core, because the core stability allows, it's like a punch. When in mixed martial arts or boxing, a person wants to land a really forceful punch, your core is very, very stable, and then you just make a very quick movement of the arms. So you need very stable core. You need to train your arms for strength and speed, because why are women not going as far as men? Mainly because our chest muscles and our upper arm muscles are not as strong. So you need to train your chest and your arms, regardless of whether you're male or female. And then you have to have quick moving arms so that they can whip past the ball and give you more better speed.
So when you just said whip, isn't that really a key part of the whole swing when you get that whip factor in when the club comes in contact with the ball?
Absolutely. And to have a faster whip-like effect, you need to be swinging faster. But also from an inside direction so that your inside path with a square club face so that you get your direction controlled as well.
When I was thinking about the whip factor and speeding the swing and having a stable core, what if you have a back that isn't, 20 years old? Maybe it's 20 years old and it's been damaged. What do you recommend for so many people have back issues now? What do you recommend for them?
That's a very good point. So my LPGA master thesis was on types and causes of swing-related injury. And I did a lot of research to find out what causes injury, where, at which body part. And for the low back, the three most important things are when you have a lot of rotation of your lower back, of your lumbar spine, you have a lot of side bend to your trail side. So if you're a right-handed golfer, if you bend to your right side a heck of a lot, and if you forward bend a heck of a lot, those are the three main things that will cause you backache. So if you have your physician's permission to play golf at all, depending on what tissue is injured, is it disc injury, is it, there are different parts of the vertebrae that you might have damaged.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on all that, you have to start with caution and use a swing which reduces all those movements that are known to be injurious to the low back.
So in other words,
and it's easy enough to do.
Yeah, and you may not want to go for that whip factor.
No, you must go for the whip factor, but the whip factor should be from your front abdominal core and from your arms.
See?
It should not be from
back.
Twisting so much, bending sideways. So you look at the pros, the poor things are all forward bending so much. I say stand much more upright and then use your core, use your arms, upper arms and chest have some of the biggest muscles of the body. You don't need to do all that twisting and turning. And you need to be in a position at the top from which you will not drop phenomenally sideways on the right side, if you're right-handed, to create the contact that you need.
Isn't she amazing? You are amazing. Kiran Kanwar, you need to be on the show more often. Yeah, I'm serious. You need to let me know when you're available. Kiran Kanwar.
All right, thank you.
Right. Kiran Kanwar is LPGA Master Golf Instructor. She's also a columnist with Avid Golfer Magazine, member of the Golf Writers Association of America, program chair and faculty, the Golf Department, Stanton University, PhD, kinesiology, biomechanics was her major, structural anatomy, her minor, and she's got nutrition and human performance, an MS, sports science and rehabilitation, a BS, physics, math, LPGA, master golf instructor. That's why I say, you are amazing. Thanks for being inside the clubhouse with us.
Thank you so much, Daniel.
Aloha. We're going to come back with Isaiah Mimzege right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
I'm Colin Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Hoipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Hoipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
It's Aloha Powers Mower Magic Sale, featuring riding mowers from homeowners to landscapers. Warranties and delivery available. We take trade-in mowers. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Mowers, blowers, trimmers, generators, chainsaws. You want them? We got them today. Aloha Power Equipment, Evile, next to Costco gas station and in Waipahu.
Aloha.
And we ship off island.
Power Equipment.
Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips.
K-O-R-L, Waianae, Honolulu.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the golf club.
You know, it's moments like this where you just got to laugh. You know, I had to keep my conversation with Kieran a little bit short because Isaiah was on the phone waiting, standing by, and we lost him, and then he came back. And so now we're in the commercial break, right? And so I'm, and all of a sudden, we've lost him. So here we are, I'm saying, and we're going to talk to Isaiah Mimzege right after this. And it's not going to happen. You know, it's, I wanted to talk to him about some of the things that he pointed out to me that one of his students, one of his first students, Rachel Natukunda, made a breakthrough to qualify on the national team there. And she made it to the national, represented Uganda to the All Africa Junior Golf Championship in South Africa. That was in April. That's why he couldn't be on the show in April, you know, which is, so many people do so many things for the game and to get kids into the game. I just want to shout out to all of you coaches, all of you teachers. First Tee was such a great idea. PGA of America, First Tee program, it just, it was, you know, there was the grow the game, grow the game, grow the game. But really, it was so much more than that because of, I said this earlier, it, children learn so much from the game of golf. And it doesn't have to do with sports. It has to do with, it's my turn, no, it's your turn. You know, courtesy and just getting along with other kids and knowing when it's your turn and keeping a focus. It's, there's so many things. If you've got somebody who's 6, 7, 8, great time. That's what First Tee is all about. Get them into the game of golf and they'll have fun. You know, it's all about having fun. It's not about, oh, you've got to learn how to do this and you got to work this muscle. No, 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 no. You know, that's not. We're going to teach them how to hold the club, how to swing the club, hold it back, bring it down, keep your eyes on the ball, that sort of stuff. And it's about having fun. There's not a lot of competition. The competition is whether or not you can, like, keep your place in line. Be nice, you know, let the other person go first because it's their turn. All of that sort of stuff. That sometimes is really hard for parents to get through, you know, because you don't have a whole bunch of kids. Of course, if you've got 5, then you've already got a team and you can probably do that. Yeah, it doesn't look like Isaiah's going to try to call back in, does it? No, no. Okay, so we're going to get ready for my next guest. Of course, he'll probably call right before Bob Herrig. Senior writer, Sports Illustrated, is going to drive on in. No, he's author of Drive, The Lasting Legacy of Tiger Woods, a refreshing look at the mental and physical grit and determination of Tiger Woods. It was pretty amazing what Tiger could do, what the stamina and all of that. You know, I think Isaiah is calling because I hear George saying, you know, yeah, yeah. Okay, so we've got Isaiah. Isaiah Mimzege, I've been, you know, Isaiah, I've read your mission statement. I've read all of your goals. I was just talking about, that was about 30 minutes ago. Welcome into the clubhouse, Isaiah.
Thank you so much, Daniela, for having me here. It's always a great pleasure to be on the Golf Club.
Oh, it's my pleasure having you here. I was just talking about Rachel Natukunda and how strong she's become. What is the significance of how the Academy is building this strong foundation of juniors?
Yeah, Rachel has really done some very amazing work in the last 4 years. So Rachel is one of our pioneer students here at the Afriya Golf Academy in Uganda, and she has been a very disciplined young player, and now she has really managed to make it to the national team. And in April, she was one of the young players that represented Uganda in all Africa Junior Championships. So this is something that we all see inspiring other young players in the Golf Academy.
You have 37 children learning golf, life skills, environmental sustainability. What did you do with them yesterday?
Yeah, so we have been running a junior golf camp for 4 weeks. This is a very specialized golf program that is very comprehensive in nature, whereby we try to give the best to the children, and these ones are grouped in three categories. We normally have the beginners or the new players who have never touched a golf club before, and then we have the intermediaries. These are some of the players who have just maybe joined the game of golf for 3 to 4 months, and then we have the advanced players. So when these young players come into the junior golf camp, we try to give them different skills that can make them fulfill their potential. And this is really proving to be something that is getting more success. So yesterday, we graduated 37 young people or young players here in Fort Portal, Uganda. And these young players were well equipped with golfing skills, with life skills, and also trying to teach those advanced players about emotional control, especially in a world whereby players can be so much destabilized on the golf course. So something can happen and then a player loses control. But I've got to understand how to control the things they can have control over and the things they can't have control about.
I'm so glad you said that, because of all the things that I've said about all the things that children learn through golf, I did not talk about the emotional aspect of the game, and that is so critical, and that's such a good life skill to learn, you know, when you just have to say, whoops, there she goes.
Exactly, yes, yes.
You just laugh about it, you know, it's not the end of the world, and children take it very seriously. They, you know, and they have a lot of, you know, their egos are tender. They're learning how to, you know, lose gracefully, I think, is the best way I can think about it. Yes?
Yeah, because sports teaches us about accepting defeat, accepting, yes, I have lost, but honorably, and appreciate someone who has been able to win you. And that's what we are instilling in all these young people. Like, if you can be able to share the videos, you'll see all the kids, after losing to their colleagues, they're coming to shake hands and appreciate them. But they remain with confidence. Like, next time, I will stage a better game and beat you. But before that, you have got to appreciate your opponent.
Yes. You have to respect your opponent. And you have, then, yeah. And there's no reason why you can't go, I was very nice, shake hand, yes, okay. But you're thinking, I'm going to get you next time.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
And so you have your golf programs in the school and community golf programs?
Yes, that's very true. So when we have the holidays, we normally teach kids in the holidays. So we bring them at the golf club, we teach them as holiday students. So when schools open, we have the school golf programs where we go to different schools and introduce the fundamentals of the game of golf. And those students who have been able to get the fundamentals, we teach them the advanced skills on how they can become better players. But still, we make sure that these kids understand how they can be able to incorporate golf and academics, because golf is just one sport that can help someone to even improve his performance in school. Once you get involved in sports, you make your head to think wisely. You make yourself a better strategist, whereby everything you do in class, it is just organized. So we try to make sure in all the schools we go to, we make sure we teach them the values of the game of golf and how they all coordinate with the academics.
Well, you know, I feel like we should all do that here, too. I don't think we do that. It's a really good plan. I don't think there's golf. There's golf in high schools, you know, but not for when do you start these kinds of integrated golf and classwork teaching?
Yeah, so we normally begin this at the end of, actually, at the beginning of June, and then it goes up to September. And so how, we carry that for 3 months, yes, when the schools are running.
How old are they when you start?
So these kids are normally 5 years to 13 years.
5 to 13. That's beautiful.
Yes.
It's such an important, important growth time. We're going to have to wrap up because, you know, we're running out of time. In July, you're having the third edition of the Inter-School Golf Championship at the Toro Club in Fort Portal.
Yes, yes. So we shall be having the Inter-School Golf Championship, the third edition, on the 5th of July, 2024. And this is going to be bringing schools from different parts of the country coming at Toro Golf Club, and then this is where the kids will try to prove themselves how much they've been training in the schools, and then this is also another way of creating or bonding the relationships between different schools, because when the schools come to play the championship, so the students or the pupils from this school will get to know the pupils from a different school. So you get kids who are trying to understand each other, learning from each other, where they are competing for different prizes.
You know, Isaiah Mimzege, founder of Afriyea Golf Academy, you're a pretty amazing person. I'm glad I met you, and I'm glad you're on my show, and I'm looking forward to talking with you again soon, because you got a lot going on, and I really want to talk to you before you have your inter-school golf championship at the Toro Club in Fort Portal. Thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse again, and thank you for your patience.
Thank you so much, Daniela, for having me. For having me. It's always a big pleasure to be on the Golf Club Radio.
Thank you. Thank you. Aloha. We're going to come back with Bob Herrig, senior writer, Sports Illustrated, right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
Got a shutterbug in your life? Pro Camera Hawaii has just what you need. Pro Camera has lots of holiday specials for you. Your authorized Canon, Sony, Fujifilm, Nikon, and Ricoh dealer. With in-stock and special order for your hard-to-find items. Pro Camera Hawaii, we know cameras. From digital cameras, lenses, audio, lighting, video accessories, and gift certificates. Pro Camera Hawaii has it all. Now at Pearl Kai Shopping Center. Capture the memories. When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the other side. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
It's Aloha Power's Memorial Week sale. Yep, it's a week-long sale, May 25 through June 2nd. Tired of limping along with your old box store tools? Every brand is on sale, up to 25% off. Riding and walking mowers, generators, chainsaws, whackers, trimmers. We have service, parts, and accessories for every rider, from home to commercial. you know, those big ones, those really gigantic ones. And then we have the regular size for the home. Mow it, blow it, bag it. Done. Get what you need at Aloha Power Equipment, Evile, next to the Costco gas station, and in Waipahu. It's Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips.
Got my new book, 3 Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
Bob Herrig, senior writer, Sports Illustrated, author, Drive, The Lasting Legacy of Tiger Woods. Welcome into the clubhouse, Bob.
Hey, good morning. Thank you.
You know, I'm sorry it took so long. Everything was kind of topsy-turvy today. You know, the fellow from Uganda called in way too early. Then he didn't call when it was his time. I'm like, oh, dear. When you talk about your book, Drive, The Lasting Legacy of Tiger Woods, tell us about, you know, when you drive, there's some people who have drive, but then Tiger took it to a different level.
Yeah, he really did. You know, Tiger sort of has this extra gear that most of us don't have. It's a willpower that forces him or has forced him to never quit, basically, you know, to power through when human nature would tell us normally that we could probably slack off a little bit. You know, if we're feeling pretty good about working out every day, we might say, yeah, I'll take today off. I've had a pretty good week. Or, you know, if, you know, in the writing world, if you're working on the book and you've had a good week of writing and you were planning to write today, and you said, nah, I'll take today off. I mean, Tiger never did that. You know, that was his thing. He just never took a day off. And I think it helped him, you know, as much as his talent and ability, because there were so many examples in his career where, you know, we wouldn't have really known the difference if he hadn't persevered. Like if he doesn't win that U.S. Open at Torrey Pines all those years ago, nobody's having to hold that against him. You know, if he didn't come back from this latest car crash, everybody would have understood.
Yeah.
You know, so, I the book sort of highlights all those examples.
Yeah, yeah. Did you get ever a chance to talk to him about where was it taught by his father? His father was a pretty impressive figure.
Yeah, I mean, you know, certainly he got a lot of that from his dad, and I think that helped him. You know, he was pretty singular in focus there. You know, for the majority of his early career, you know, he was kind of a loner, and he learned to, I think, block out a lot of things and fight through a lot of things, and that really helped him. You know, I think when times were tough, you know, the cut streak is a great example, 142 in a row. Xander Schauffele is now at, I believe it's 47. And, you know, so Xander would need to make cuts for 5 straight years to equal Tiger's record, basically 4 to 5 more years. And in Tiger's time since then, nobody's gotten better than 49. That was Steve Stricker.
Wow.
So basically, you know, what Tiger did, nobody's done 1/3 of it. I think it's sort of it's probably the most underrated of all of his records, because, you know, it's not a win. It doesn't have anything to do with winning or trophies. But as he has said, even he just said it at the PGA last week, he said, you can't win if you don't make the cut. and so that's just an amazing mindset that he always had, because that, again, to my previous example, now there might be a Friday or two or 10 over the years where Tiger was just like, you know, I just don't have it this week. My game's off. I want to go home. I'll work on it. He just never did that. Uh-uh. You know, now many, many times he was so good that it didn't matter. But there were examples where Tiger was on the cut line and he made it.
Just because he was determined to make it. That's it, right?
sure. And you know, he had a lot of pride and he didn't want to miss cuts. And,
yeah.
And he knew he couldn't win if he didn't make it. And Tiger always felt like, if I make the cut, I have a chance to win.
That's right.
And, you know, there were a bunch of times where he did that. You know, he barely made it, and then he put together a great weekend and was holding the trophy, you know. So, you know, it's an impressive stat that I think is sort of underrated in all of the things he's done, because guys just don't do that.
Bob Herrig, I've never talked with anyone about his cuts made number. And I'm so glad you brought that up, because it is underrated. You know, no one ever talks. You know, he's made 142 cuts in a row. I mean, and when you put it in the way you put it, you know, you'd have to work 5 years to get to there. People, a third are happy to have a third that number. That is amazing. And now, I always thought maybe Tiger was just competing with his father, Earl, to be even more like his dad, to be even more disciplined, to be even more, you know, I'm going to take it one step further. But I guess it's sometimes, you know, we're just born with this stuff. You're either, you got it or you don't. You're laissez-faire or you're driven.
Yeah, I think there's something to be said for that. I mean, you know, I think part of it is being born with it. It's a mindset. He's stubborn. You know, he always has been. I mean, in some ways it might have hurt him. You know, I think, you know, there were times he fought through some of these injuries, and I think we've come to learn that he probably shouldn't have done that.
Uh-huh.
You know, he might have been better off if he had not. And you know, you wonder, he'll never admit it, but you wonder if he did further damage or if he went too far. You know, I think, you know, 10 years ago was the first time he had the microdiscectomy. It's the first time the injuries really started to crop up. And I think he came back too soon. You know, he played that was like around April 1st, and he played in late June that year. And he was really never right. You know, he struggled the rest of the year. He missed the cut at the PGA, which is at Valhalla that year. He was really struggling and really hurting. And then he kind of tried to nurse it all the way through 2015 until he had to have that procedure two more times. I mean, it was the start of like 3 years of agony for the guy. And it just makes you wonder, like, did he overdo it?
I think most of us would probably say, yeah, you know, and bummer. But as you said, I think the one word, stubborn, I mean, that's so good, because, you know, there's a positive and there's a negative. You know, you won't give up. And sometimes you're going to hurt yourself by not giving up. Yeah, and in this case, he hurt his body, not his mind. You know, and he succeeded on so many different levels. And I probably, when you look back, you wonder, would he do it different? Probably not. He couldn't do it different. He did what he was, and that is spectacular. You know, he's absolutely spectacular.
Right.
It's watching him play when he's at his top is like unreal. And we were talking earlier with Gary Williams about an interview he's just had with a young player who said he had a kind of quote, you know, crush on Tiger Woods and went into the game. I mean, you know, that's just the way it was. And gosh, I hope you have time soon so we can talk longer, because there's so many things I wanted to talk to you about. But I really love your book, Drive, The Lasting Legacy of Tiger Woods. Is it out now? I know it was on pre-order.
Yeah, it is out. It is out. It's been out since before the Masters. And, you know, a lot of it was tied to the Masters, frankly, because it was, believe it or not, the 5-year anniversary of him winning his 15th major. And a lot of the book captures that as well.
And I also would like to thank Golf Illustrated for having the leaderboard for the Charles Schwab Challenge right here on their website, because I couldn't get to the leaderboard at the PGA. I could do everything but get to the PGA Tour leaderboard at PGAtour.com. So just saying, I'm really happy. And
good.
Thank you. And I had no idea the winner of the Charles Schwab Challenge is taking home not just $1,638,000 from a $9.1 million purse, he's getting a custom Corvette Stingray. Wow. That must be worth just about $1 million. You know, we need to talk about...
You've,
That's a pretty nice little
extra gift.
You know, a lot of kids don't understand what that means. A custom Corvette Stingray. That's like, oh my goodness. What, you know, my generation wouldn't do to have that car. All this money. I mean, and we have Davis Riley at the top of the leaderboard for the Charles Schwab Challenge. Is this another signature event?
No, it is not.
Okay.
The next one isn't until the Memorial. You know, so this is a full field tournament with, you know, an opportunity for a lot of guys who don't get in those signature events. And Scotty Scheffler was lurking. He had a bad first day, but he rebounded yesterday. And, you know, we'll see how he does today if he can get into the mix. He lost in the playoff at this tournament last year. But it's, you know, it's still an iconic tournament. It's a Colonial where Ben Hogan played. And,
absolutely.
And it's just in a tough spot now. It follows the PGA Championship. It's the week before the Canadian Open, which is the week before the Memorial, then the U.S. Open. There's just a lot of good tournaments, and these guys can't play them all.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah, Tiger would have. Yeah, I wanted to ask you, though. It looks like my producer's telling me we don't have enough time to continue. But I wanted to talk to you about the state of the tour. Give me a Saturday when you can come back so we can, because I'm worried. Seriously, I'm worried about the state of the tour. Can you do that, Bob? Give me a Saturday you can be here. Bob is gone. It's been one of those days. Thank you, Bob Herrig, senior writer, Sports Illustrated, author of Drive, The Lasting Legacy of Tiger Woods, and you can get it now. He's a really great writer, and you'll enjoy it immensely. I want to thank the people who make this show possible. Well, Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club is brought to you by Pro Camera Hawaii, quality cameras to capture the moments. You know, you can do a lot with an iPhone, but hey, Pro Camera Hawaii has those really good cameras, the ones that people bring to, you know, golf tournaments, those really cool cameras. So at Pro Camera Hawaii, their staff will help you find what you want and need. And if you want to get something for somebody but you don't know what to choose, get a gift card. That's at the Pearl Kai Shopping Center. It's a great little shopping center right off Moanalua Freeway. Come off on Kamehameha Highway. Get over on the left side. You're going to make a left. It's Aloha Power's Memorial Week sale, May 25th through the June 2nd. If you're tired of limping along, upgrade to a quality item that you want. We have every brand at the lowest prices of the year. Trade-ins, yes, indeed, they are welcome. From the home to commercial-sized, mow it, blow it, bag it. Let your smart equipment do the work faster and smarter. That's right, because it's smart equipment. It knows what to do probably better than we do. Get yours at Aloha Power Equipment, Iwile, next to the Costco gas station and in Waipahu. The Honolulu Sign Company, branding banks and shopping centers and businesses and hotels since 1939. We can't find you without your sign. Let us know. Give us a sign so we know where you are. The Aloha Section PGA. Teach your children to play golf. It's the gift that lasts forever. And they'll make friends and they'll have fun. It's for self and health and friendship. Go golf. You should get out and play again. You know, make sure your doctor says it's okay in case you're worried about that. It's going to be a mostly sunny Windward and Mauka kind of day with some scattered and showers in the morning and then some isolated showers in the afternoon. On the leeward side, mainly we'll have just a few showers maybe in the morning. So it's going to be a beautiful day. Trades are 15 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, more clouds, more rain a little bit, more Windward and Mauka again. And the trade winds around 15 miles per hour, which is probably where they'll be about on Hawaii Island. A little bit more cloudy on Hawaii Island. Showers through the day, though. On the leeward side, it'll be sunny in the morning and then becoming partly cloudy. So we're going to have a great day today and get out and play a round of golf. Got some tee times. There's a 9:48 at Makalei. There's a 1 o'clock at Poipu. At Turtle Bay, you could get out and play. There's a 10:10. And if you're at, let's say, Eva Beach Golf Course neighborhood, you could go to the 9:52, 11 o'clock. Give them a call right away. Make sure they still got that one. And congratulations to everyone in the 100 holes of golf. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2024.